This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making Atlanta this hour, MUT Women Scientists lead the way for girls in science. NSAR has intercepted 56 million rands worth of cocaine shipment off Durban coast. The time is just 8 minutes after 10. Good morning. It was a week unlike any other at the Anton Lembeth Mathematics, Science and Technology Academy, where the National Science Week met Women's Month in a celebration of brilliance and bravery. The Department of Science, Technology and Innovation hosted an event titled The Untold Stories of Women Scientists in Mzansi, shining a light on women who are redefining science. Among the speakers were Mangosuthu University of Technology scientist, whose stories inspired young girls in attendance. From the Department of Nature Conservation, Stembile Nkosi urged the next generation to be bold in exploring new frontiers, while Nokanya Tembani, 2024 Women in Science Award winner, spoke about persistence and self-belief through challenges in biomedical research. The session was facilitated by Dr. Xolile Ngubane from the Office of the Vice-Chancellor and featured voices from UKZN, the National Research Foundation, the Anton Lembeth, the MST Academy, and even female artisans who excelled on the global stage. For the young learners in listening, it was more than a science talk. It was a glimpse into what is possible. And then in new other news, the South African Revenue Services has seized cocaine worth an estimated 56 million rand after intercepting a cargo ship off the Durban coast. The bust carried out under Operation Irene followed a collaborative intelligence-led effort aimed at disrupting international drug trafficking networks. On Wednesday, a South Customs Marine Patrol vessel stopped at the cargo ship near the fairway buoy after 4 nautical miles from Durban's outer anchorage. The vessel was escorted to harbour, where enforcement officers identified and inspected several high-risk containers. Inside refrigeration units, officials discovered 25 large bricks of cocaine concealed for smuggling. Field tests confirmed the drug as high-quality cocaine, suitable for dilution and expansion into larger volumes before illicit distribution. The narcotics were immediately handed over to the South African Police Service for further investigation and prosecution. Investigations into the origin and intended recipients of the consignments are ongoing. And finally, Soul City Institute for Social Justice isiqale amalungiselelo okubuya kwethelevishini ngohlelo olusha ishaya indlela okuzokwenziwa inhlolo khona yabalingisibalo at the Market Theatre eGoli namhlanje nakusasa. I-Soul City izakhe leyo dumo ngohlelo lwadlala eminyaka kwithelevishini olwaluqashisa ngezinto ezahlukene ukubala kuzo igciwane lengculaza, ukusetshenziswa kwedakamizwa kanye nokunye. Yayigabe ngabalingisi abaphenduke yilomo okubalwa kubo uLillian Dube, Connie Ferguson, Patrick Shai, Nandi Nyembe, uMenzi Ngubane kanye nabanye. Le nhlangano isimemezele ukuthi uhlelo olusha ishaya indlela elizobe liqwashisa ngokuhlukunyezwa ngabantu ngokobulili. Lizobe ligqugquzela ushintsho emphakathini ukugwema udlame olubhekiswe kwabesifazane kanye nasemantombazaneni. Uhlelo lwethelevishini lizoba iqephu ezingu-13 lokuzoqala ngonyaka ozayo. Kusuka namhlanje ke kuzoba khona nenhlolo khona yabalingisi abafuna ukuba yingxenye yalo. Izoba seMarket Theatre namhlanje nakusasa ngomgqibelo phakathi kuka-9 ekuseni no-4 wantambama. Kuthungathwa abalingisi besifazana abaneminyaka ephakathi kuka-17 no-24 abakhuluma isiZulu, Sesotho noma Tshivenda, kumele bazinze eGauteng. Now to recap your top story at this hour, MET Women Scientists lead the way for girls in science. This is all for myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Ncwaba.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.